Something is missing. Yeah, it's the news, according to me. Well, good morning to you. There is something missing. Yesterday there was something missing. It was the news, according to me. It was missing. Missing an episode. Didn't get one done yesterday. Thought about doing one Tuesday evening because of the... I just knew that Wednesday morning was going to be early, and I knew there was going to be a problem with me trying to get a show done. It's going to be probably pretty short show this morning. I'm just going to talk about a few things. There are a couple things happening in the news that are worth probably my time, your time, knowing about. One thing, of course, in the news that it's not in the news, but it's something that you need to know about, and that's what's in my cup. I have some tea, some sweet tea. I went to a place that's it's a pizza place last night here in Atlanta, and it's kind of a build your own kind of pizza place. It's kind of overpriced, under nourishing type place, but it kind of fills the void. I went for a run, and then I had some pizza, you know, kind of reload those carbs, because I'm into carb reloading. I don't, you know, it's kind of a backwards way of doing things. But I got the pizza. I thought I'd be taking some of it home. I ate the whole thing there, so I decided that's what happened. Because, you know, you get down to those last two pieces, and you're like, well, I could still eat another part of another piece. And so I ate that piece, and I was like, well, I don't want to take a box just for one piece. So I ate the last piece, and so that's kind of the way it works out. So I got sweet tea there, and of course this is Atlanta, where they actually make tea here. They don't just, you know, order it from a store somewhere and bring it in, ship it in a container. It's actual real, you know, they make the tea right there. So I ended up filling up my cup with that. So I've got a whole cup full of sweet tea here, which is always good to have. I've got this backup drink here. It's actually apple cider. It's a combination of apple cider and V8 Fusion peach mango, which is kind of an interesting flavor. Made it at home, of course. Can't get that anywhere. So I got that at home. I brought it with me, and it's got a couple more days. Hopefully I'll get through today and possibly a little bit tomorrow morning with it. It's in my thermos. So it's a backup thermos, basically. But got that going for me. So the interesting thing, I guess, of what's happening, there was this news that was, or this letter that was sent to the Democrat Party, and there was maybe 30 Democrats signed on to this letter initially. I think Jamie Raskin was one of them. Of course, the Squad was part of it. See, the Squad has been, they go out and speak, you know, they give these little speeches, and AOC was probably the most infamous one here recently, where she went out to this college campus. About 20 people showed up. It was a university of some kind, big auditorium. The auditorium probably sat 300 people, and there was maybe 20 people there. And half of them were berating her for voting for the Ukrainian war and all this other stuff, and they're all concerned about being in, you know, we're nuclear war could break out at any second, and you voted for this, and we counted on you, we voted for you, we believed in you, and you're going right along with, you know, the establishment stuff. And they were really, like, the first guy stood up, and it wasn't just, it was just weird. I think there was just the first guy stood up, and then of course another person stood up. Nobody was defending her, at least not in this video clip. And I think she was kind of lost in this. Oh my, you know, they murdered me, basically, which is what she's probably thinking. They're trying to kill me. They're, you know, she had to hide in the bathroom. Where's the Capitol Police when you need them? And there was an insurrection basically happening at this, you know, her little speech there. She didn't know what to do. I don't know how the rest of it went. Whether she was able to then have a conversation with them or not. I think she actually just left the stage. I'm not sure what happened. I have no idea. It was bad. So this happened, and I guess this has been happening to Democrats around the country when they try to speak to constituents, which they don't normally do. They don't normally go out and have speeches unless it's someplace safe, a safe space, where only their people can be, because they can't stand that kind of they just can't live in discourse at all. You have to agree with them, or you're a racist, you're a Nazi, you're a white supremacist, you're a misogynist. And so what happens is, and of course, people like, there are people on the right who live for that kind of stuff. They go specifically to college campuses where they know there's going to be adversity, and they want to have a discussion. But of course, you don't get a discussion. All you get is a shout down. They just come in with they just want to disrupt and stop any conversation, because that's what they're about. They're the anti-fascists, because they don't understand what fascism is. Fascism is, you will comply. You will talk to you will only say the talking points that I allow you to say, or that the only things that you can say are the things that I approve of. That's fascism. So the nature of this stuff has kind of trickled into it's upsetting the squad. Now, what they're doing, I think what the establishment has basically done is said, just wait, we just got to get through this election cycle. Just retract your letter for 2 weeks, and then we'll be right back to where we were. If we can win this election, we'll be right back to where we were, because, we've got to save our democracy. In other words, we have to present ourselves in a phony way, like Fetterman presented himself as, back in November, you said you didn't like fracking. So where are you now? Well, fracking, I support fracking. Fracking's where I support. That's where I stand on that is fracking. Fracking's where I stand. I support fracking. Oh, okay. So you've changed your mind. Do you have a mind? The question is, do you have a mind? Where is your mind? I guess that's the real question. But the debate between him and Fetterman, or Dr. Oz, I should say, Mehmet Oz, is that his name? The debate between the two of them went horribly for Fetterman. He looked very inadequate. And of course, now they're trying to play this off as being if you don't, you're how mean and cruel of you to say anything bad about this guy. He had a stroke. We have to accommodate him. There's nothing wrong with him. He's going to recover. And you're an ableist if you don't support him and get behind him, because you're making fun of his, I'm not making fun of his disability, is the fact that he had a stroke. I'm merely pointing out that he is dysfunctional. He can't do the job. If it was just a hearing loss issue, that'd be one thing. Just had a disability regarding to be able to speak. That's one thing. He can't think straight. The guy has a mental issue. Which I guess, according to the standards of our president, I guess that doesn't matter. It's just put the guy up there. All we need is the vote. And it's all about abortion. It has nothing to do with any other issues or his ability to cognitively lead or think about anything. We just need the guy in there because he's just a puppet anyway. He's just a placeholder. That's the way they see it. So I think that the rhetoric, the discontent among their own has led them to push this letter to the leadership of the Democrat Party, to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and those people, and to the House leadership mainly. And it was the first part of, if you read the letter, the first part of it is just nothing but this. You know that this letter was written with the intention of being publicly read, of being publicly presented. Because the first half of the letter, actually the first two-thirds of the letter, are nothing but a glowing report, campaign report, about how wonderful their leadership is. And of course, the last part is this little bit about, we would respectfully ask that it's time to bring an end to this Ukraine thing and push the idea of having some kind of
compromise and some kind of negotiation happen. Get behind that instead of just sending them more money for more war. But that's, of course, all of a sudden, you know, that letter went out and they retracted it. The powers that be are more powerful, of course, than their constituents are. And I'm sure that the whole talking point was, well, we're going to, we'll get back to all this. We just have to focus on winning this election. Now, things are not going well for them, by the way, in terms of the polls. Trending in the polls, it seems as if things don't get really out to the general public for about a week. So when something happens, like this whole debate thing that happened between Oz and Fetterman, for example, the polls will not instantly show the effect that had on the American psyche, the people, the voters in New York, or Pennsylvania, I guess, Pennsylvania. And this is where it gets really weird, is it takes about a week for the polls to react and for them to compile all the data and the information. And it seems like it takes about a week for all that to soak in. And you don't really see the effect of that in the polls for about a little over a week, not quite 2 weeks, but a little over a week. The polls do the shifting. In other words, things that are happening today, that Joe Biden does today, will show up in his approval rating a week or two later. And of course, then you have to know, because they have to manipulate the polls and they have to come up with all kinds of questions when they take the polls that make them, you know, get the answers that they want to get, basically is what it amounts to. So it's kind of a weird phenomenon that happens with this polling stuff. So here we are, they're in this situation right now where this is happening. So somehow this got all pushed back. There's another thing in the news that was going on, is the race in New York for governor. Hochul, I call her Hochul. Some people call her Hochul. I think she pronounces her name Hochul. Is the current governor who, of course, stepped in after the great Cuomo stepped out. She kind of just by default got put in there. So now she's running. It is neck and neck with the Republican candidate. And he's big on the crime issue. That's where he's coming from. Very big on that. And it is down to within the margin of error. It's depending on what polls are looking at. And the trend is what is concerning for the Democrats right now, because the trend is they're losing ground. And the closer we get to the election, the more debates they're having. Actually, they usually refuse to even have a debate because they don't like to have them until right before the election. And the reason for that is that's why they like early voting. Just like in Pennsylvania, a lot of people have already voted. When they see this guy in a debate, all of a sudden they're wondering, well, maybe I shouldn't have voted for this guy. This has happened before. Now, they love to do this thing where you debate at the last minute. That way, in case you screw up or you look bad, well, your vote's already been cast. Now, there's record numbers of people doing the early voting thing this year, this time. And apparently, they always say their numbers are always, well, the people on the left, it's the Democrats that usually vote early. They're the ones who vote early. And that's they're usually the ones who vote by absentee ballot or mail-in ballot. So the more they get of those are typically Democrat vote. Strange how that happens, isn't it? Strange how that works. And it's strange how I get this uneasy gut feeling about this early voting, mail-in voting thing. About there being some kind of chicanery going on there. Chicanery, however you want to pronounce it, tomato, tomato. Yeah, whatever. So this is the weird part of this whole thing, is that how that always works. Well, there's record numbers of people this time for a midterm. Way more people voting early than have ever voted early before, like in 2018. So, of course, now that has to do, I think with more people being more comfortable with it because of the pandemic issue that happened. You know, I think that kind of made people a little bit more cognizant of that. Now, this year, it looks like I am going to have to do an absentee ballot because I am scheduled to be away on November 8th. So I'm probably going to have to be doing the absentee thing. I'll have to figure out that process. I don't like it. I feel like I'm susceptible to someone else doing catching my vote somehow or doing something with it or miscounting it or whatever's going to happen with all that stuff. It is Indiana, and it's they seem to have a pretty good record for not messing with any votes, as far as I know, at least not in our area. So we'll see how that works out. A lot of races, a lot of interesting things happening. The race between Stacey Abrams and Kemp, of course, in Georgia. Not a big fan of Kemp, but certainly not a big fan of Stacey Abrams. The there's a lot of other races going on around the country. You have to kind of focus on what's happening in your area, the local stuff. Herschel Walker is really doing a good job. His debate, of course, the debate was about a week ago. And of course, now you're starting to see the results of that as well. Because, like I said, it takes a little while for that to happen. And right now, there's some results from that happening. He's surging in the polls, very much neck and neck with Warnock. And of course, there's Kerry Lake out in Arizona. So that all those things are happening right now. Another news, interesting news. Apparently, Elon Musk is moving in to Twitter. Apparently, the deal is going through, and he's taking it over. I think it's next week, I believe, is when it's going to actually officially happen. And so this is big news. He tweeted out this little video of him carrying in his bathroom sink or the kitchen sink. I think it was just kind of I don't think he's actually taking in a kitchen sink, but it's kind of like a token, you know, got everything in the kitchen sink kind of thing. Moving in there. Now, I don't know that he's going to be operating out of the office of Twitter. I don't think he's going to be there a whole lot. This is a guy who has a lot more going on than Twitter right now. However, it is a big part of his plan over the next few years to have a social media network. And that is part of his big plan, even with you know, everything else that he's doing with Skylink and everything else he's doing, or Starlink, or whatever it's called. Yeah, same thing. So that's what's happened. That's got you caught up with the news. Seemed like there was something else I was going to talk about that was kind of a big deal. A lot of other things happening. There's all the cases with Trump and everything that's happening there. There's been some filings back and forth with that whole mess. There's quite a few lawsuits actually fighting on about every side right now that are just ridiculous. Interesting things happening there with regard to whether or not he's going to announce his candidacy. He has been saying in his rallies, you know, I may have to do this again. It just have to happen again. Of course, then he gets thunderous applause at rallies for that, but we'll see how that all works out. Dick Morris has written a book. He's been out on a book tour recently. It was kind of interesting. I listened to a live replay of something he did. It was like an hour-long speech that he did. That talk, he did like a discussion forum type thing at a book signing. He had answered some questions and did some things, told some stories. It was kind of good. It was good to listen to kind of his perspective. But he always has a little bit over exaggerated, a little bit over dramatic sometimes in some of the things he says, and you have to wonder some. I mean the stories that he tells, I doubt if he's making them up, because he'll say some things about what Hillary or Bill said during his time with them. He was a Democrat, of course, at that time. He doesn't have a lot of good things to say about Hillary. He really kind of opens up about some of the personal stuff that went on between him and Hillary. And it's not, boy, she's a mess, according to him. So it's kind of she's got a lot of issues. And apparently, you know, some of his conversations with Bill about that kind of thing. Now, you can tell he has a lot of respect for Bill. He has no respect for Hillary whatsoever. But yeah, interesting stuff. So In the meantime, now he thinks there's going to be a Trump Hillary rematch in 2024. And he thinks that Trump will absolutely obliterate her at this point. But it's I don't know if Hillary's health is going to make it that far. She is not healthy at all. And 2 years from now, of course, it doesn't really seem to matter whether a person's healthy or not. Of course, Biden keeps making all kinds of blunders and bumbling things, saying weird things now. He's really basically fell asleep during an interview. Of course, it was heavily edited. Most people don't notice the kind of edits that happen in these one-on-one interviews that he has. And he fell asleep. And of course, a couple other times he's been doing some speeches and he just starts bumbling around and wondering all over the place with what he's saying. And it's incoherent. He just starts to make up stories. He's making up things that didn't happen, and it's getting really bizarre now. And of course, the media is trying to hide all that. They're not making a big deal out of it, other than Fox News. Of course, they jump in with the clip of him doing something weird, and then they run with that for a while. They get a lot of mileage out of that. So yeah, as you hear the bumper music kicking in here, I guess this is time for the show to come to an end. And it's, so this is Thursday. What is today? Today's the 27th, 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:09 in the morning on a Thursday morning, 2022, October 27th. And there will be a show tomorrow morning, a little bit better show tomorrow morning. I might actually even do the show tonight and have some other things involved, because I had a couple of meetings after I got done yesterday. It was an early start. It was a late ending kind of thing. And it was just, so tonight's going to be a little different story. I have one quick meeting to do and just to get a workout in, and then I'll have some dinner, and then I might even just do a show afterwards. That way not going to happen. So once again, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing, subscribing, downloading. Appreciate all that. And hope your day goes well. Continue to pray for this election season coming up here. And we will continue to pray for each other, pray for our country, pray for our leaders. And just continue to hear what God is saying to you and to the nation. Take care.